I want to dive into the clinical data that's come out and what you think it means for the future. But I have to ask you one more translational thing, because I saw this paper you had in Hepatic Oncology, Development of Shellfish Allergy After Exposure to Dual Immune Checkpoint Therapy. I got to hear about that. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, you know, this is the interesting thing. Early in these clinical trials, you learn with your patients. So, you know, this is referring to a case, you know, a very nice gentleman that we treated with a checkpoint inhibitor, and he had no signs of food allergies. And one day he goes to the restaurant and eats shellfish, and he develops a severe allergic reaction, you know, an anaphylactic shock. He had to go to the hospital. He was on the ICU. And it turned out that this was basically something that had never happened before. Now, I can't say for sure that this is due to the anti-PD-1 treatment, but what we do know is the following. Patients, obviously, when they are on treatment, undergo regular CT scans with contrast dye. And we already know for many years that patients on immune-based approaches, that a lot of them actually develop contrast allergies. And, you know, that can be a problem if you have a patient, you want to follow him over time because all of a sudden the patient, you know, you can't do a scan with contrast anymore. But one of the side effects of these checkpoint inhibitors appears to be that allergies are just simply more likely. And it's not only autoimmune disease, but it can be food allergies as well as, you know, contrast allergies.